Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Allen Wiggins. Batting second. The DH, Lee Lacy. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mike Young. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Floyd Rayford. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Gary Roenick. Batting eighth. The center fielder, John Shelby. Batting ninth. The catcher, Rick Dempsey. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Flanagan. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The first baseman, Barbaro Garby. Batting fourth. The DH, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Alejandro Sanchez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Melvin. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Doug Flynn. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Mickey Mahler. And now, play ball. Allen Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Flynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a fly ball into center field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Young moves to second. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Flynn catches it and throws to second with Trammell covering, to double up Young. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Shelby. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon strikes out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a fly ball into right field. Roenick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alejandro Sanchez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanchez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Shelby moves to second. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0 for 1 in the game. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins juggles the ball. That's an error on Brookins. Shelby moves to third. Dempsey moves to second. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0 for 1 in the game. Lacy hits a ball on the ground for an out. Dempsey moves to third. Wiggins moves to second. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melvin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 1 in the game. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Flynn moves to second. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Roenick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards first. Garby scoops it up and throws to first, with Mahler covering, for the out. One out. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Young hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Young moves to second. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rayford strikes out. Two outs. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick is 0 for 1 in the game. Roenick hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Melvin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garby is 0 for 1 in the game. Garby hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Parrish hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Tigers. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-1 in the game. Herndon takes first base on ball 4. Alejandro Sanchez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanchez is 0-for-1 in the game. Sanchez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rayford fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sanchez. The throw from Dempsey and he is safe. Sanchez steals second. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melvin is 0-for-1 in the game. Melvin strikes out. Two outs. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rayford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Shelby hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dempsey strikes out. Two outs. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0-for-2 in the game. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mahler picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Mahler. Wiggins moves to second. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0-for-2 in the game. Lacy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Lacy reaches second base with a double. Wiggins scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Tigers. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. Ripken strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-2 in the game. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rayford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Garby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Garby moves to second. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-2 in the game. Murray hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Murray reaches second base with a double. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Young hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Murray scores. It's 3-2, Tigers. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rayford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell misplays the ball. That's an error on Trammell. Young moves to second. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick is 0-for-2 in the game. Roenick hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Melvin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Shelby strikes out. Two outs. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dempsey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Dempsey reaches second base with a double. Young scores. Rayford goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-3, Orioles. Aurelio Lopez now pitching. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dempsey moves to third. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wiggins. The throw from Melvin and he is safe. Wiggins steals second. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rayford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Herndon hits a fly ball into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alejandro Sanchez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanchez is 0-for-2 in the game. Sanchez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-3 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Murray hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Murray reaches second base with a double. Ripken moves to third. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Young is walked intentionally. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rayford hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Melvin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Carey now pitching. Jim Dwyer pinch hits for Gary Roenick. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer strikes out. Two outs. Bob Stoddard now pitching. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Shelby takes first base on ball 4. Ripken scores. Murray moves to third. Young moves to second. It's 5-3. Orioles. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Dempsey hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Dwyer now playing right field. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melvin is 0-for-2 in the game. Melvin hits a fly ball into right field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Flynn hits a fly ball into right field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-3 in the game. Brookins hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Shelby. Brookins reaches second base with a double. Nate Snell now pitching. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rayford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Tigers 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Wiggins strikes out. One out. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Bergman pinch hits for Barbaro Garby. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman takes first base on ball 4. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rayford fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Lemon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Parrish moves to second. Tippy Martinez now pitching. Kirk Gibson pinch hits for Larry Herndon. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Parrish moves to third. Lemon moves to second. Alejandro Sanchez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Parrish scores. Lemon moves to third. Gibson moves to second. It's 5-4, Orioles. Alejandro Sanchez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanchez is 0-for-3 in the game. Sanchez strikes out. Two outs. Darrell Evans pinch hits for Bob Melvin. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Evans for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Tigers 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave Bergman now playing left field. Lance Parrish now catching. Kirk Gibson now playing right field. Guillermo Hernandez now pitching. Darrell E. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. Murray hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Evans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Young hits a line drive towards short. Trammell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rayford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker pinch hits for Doug Flynn. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker strikes out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Brookins hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Martinez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brookins for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nelson Simmons pinch hits for Dave Bergman. Nelson Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.